October the 2nd, and it's the first Wednesday of the month. Of course, that means a visit from a couple of members of the Mexico Area Family YMCA. I have sports director, Mr. Seth Cook, in the house. Good morning to you, sir. Good
morning, Matt.
And Mr. B. Wilson is in the house as well. Good morning, B.
Good morning.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you guys in here. I was over at the YMCA a couple of weeks ago, and I was hearing about an exciting event that's going to be coming up this month for Halloween. Just give us a few details about it. This is going to be something new this year, as I understand, right?
Yeah. So I haven't got to talk to Brooke a whole lot about it yet, but from what I understand, I think we're going to have a little bit of a haunted house style decorations where, you know, kids will get to walk through and maybe get a piece of candy or two.
All right. Not too much now.
No, absolutely not.
That's right. That's going to be exciting. We'll bring you some more details on that here as it gets closer to time. That'll be taking place on Halloween Day, as I understand it.
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Very nice. Halloween, of course, going to be on Thursday at the end of this month. A couple of other things that are going to be going on. One thing for sure, I know a lot of people will be participating in a pickleball tournament coming up, right?
That's right. So we've got the Pickleball Spooktacular Tournament coming up. Play is going to be on October 26th and 27th. It's the last Saturday and Sunday of the month. And sign-ups are open right now, so anybody interested, come on up and sign up.
All right. About how many teams do you expect in that, or how many teams could you host?
Teams, I don't know. I know we always set up 8 or 9 courts, and they're always – Tom runs that for us, and he does a really good job. But, yeah, we've got 8 or 9 courts set up, and there's a game going all day, both days on them. So that's, he moves a lot of teams through.
It will be a busy place over at the YMCA for that tournament for sure. Basketball is going to be getting underway soon. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Our fall basketball league registration closes next Monday. So if anybody wants to sign their kid up, get them in before next Monday. And season will start a few weeks after that.
Seth, you run that basketball, basically the season over there. It's a pretty good precursor for kids to kind of get their feet wet in basketball. They go through the practices, they get some involvement with some area coaches there. It's a pretty good thing to get involved with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We focus on the kids learning the sport and, most importantly, having fun with it. So I always say my goal is if we get half the kids in our sports leagues to keep playing in middle school when it gets competitive, then we did our job. So we focus on kids having fun and enjoying the game. So it's definitely a good league to sign them up for if they're interested or think they might be. And yeah, we love to have them.
See some future Mexico Bulldogs basketball stars there. That'll be a good thing to go. Anything else going on sports wise?
Yeah. The other thing we've got, since our new golf simulator is up and running, we have a fall golf simulator league open right now. We're capping that at 20 teams. It's 2-man scramble, and it's a flex league. So basically, it'll be 6 weeks, a different golf course each week, and you and your partner can come in on a day that works for you guys. As long as you get it within that week, you can play that course on, you know, Saturday through Sunday, or Sunday through Saturday. And then we'll count your scores, and at the end of the 6 weeks, we'll see who did the best.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. We will look forward to that. As always, I appreciate you guys coming by. B, how are things going for you? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Very nice. Very nice. Check out B's YouTube page. Give a shout out for that YouTube page one more time, B.
It's Hot Mike with Brennan on YouTube.
Very nice. Check that out. He's getting more and more views every month. That is for sure. We'll see you guys back in November. Is that right?
We're already
going to be November. All right. Turkey Trot will be on the way over at the YMCA. We'll talk about that next month. B. Wilson, Seth Cook, our guest this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show, AM 1340, KXEO.